dirt roads.
That was
pretty bad ditch, those bad sandy roads.
That was a long way.
Well, we had a little car, but we'd go out there on Sundays to see him. I never spent the night at grandma's. But we'd go there on Sundays.
Did you always have a car when you were two?
Ever since I could remember. No, I remember the first car Papa ever bought. I don't remember anything before that, any transportation. I think he had a horse and buggy.
Must have.
But I didn't, I was too little to remember. But I remember the car because the first car that he bought was a brush, called a brush. Mm-hmm. And it was, if you want to put it on, I'll tell it that way.
Oh, it's on. Go ahead. I'm just going to check it. Before you tell about the car, let me just check and make sure this is working.
Remember, it was on. Seems to me it was red. It might not have been. But something red about it. Could have been the little back seat to it. But it was an open car. And I don't remember whether it had a top. Surely it must have. But the only time I remember riding in it was when Papa was going to give Mama a driving lesson. Evadel was a baby, and I was only 3 years older than she, so I wasn't very old, I know.
What year do you think that would make it? About 1914?
She was born in 1912, and she was not walking. Mm-hmm. So I must have been 4 years old. And Etta and Evelyn and I were sitting in the back seat, very happy and thrilled to get to go ride in an automobile. And Papa cranked the car by hand and had instructed Mama about what to do under the wheel, told her it was very simple. And she held the baby until he cranked the car and got in, and he took Evadel, the baby, in his lap and told Mama what to do to start off, and she made a good start. And then he told her to turn and go around a corner. And it was a corner, the northwest corner of the block where the courthouse is. And at that time there was a fence there and there was a sand bed in the corner. So Mama didn't know how to compensate for the sand, and when she hit the sand in the little car, the wheels of course pulled to one side very quickly, and she didn't know what to do with that steering wheel doing the way it was doing. So Papa reached over to grab the steering wheel to straighten and forgot about the baby in his lap, and she fell out of his lap into the sand, fortunately, down there. And the car rolled over her stomach.
Mm-hmm.
The back seat, the back tire, I mean. And those of us in the back seat, well, all of us, in fact, the weight of all of us. Well, that broke up the driving lesson right then and there. And my mother never would try and drive anymore. Of course, we rushed back to the house. Evadel was turning blue, had no breath. Of course, it matched the breath out of her, actually. But she came to. Mama, they held her head down, and they blew in her mouth and everything, and fanned her, put cold water on her. And after a little bit, she regained her breathing. So I said, "Aren't we going to ride?" I started crying. I wanted to go ride. That's how I love. Mama said, "No, we won't get in that car again." She was scared to death. Papa was scared too. She was hurt. She believed I was hurt seriously. But she got over it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So cut it off now. Just don't cut it off.
Well, let me ask some real basic things.
All right.
Just start by giving the names and the dates of birth of everybody in your family.
Oh,
start with your own brother and your sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Or close and tell us a little about each one. Give us a little thumbnail sketch of their lives.
I came across a tablet the other day where I had recorded all that stuff. Mom and Pop were married January 19th, 1902. They said they were married, she said they were married at Grandma and Grandpa Corbett's home. And Papa had taught school there. And Mama was one of his pupils. Uh-huh. He was a country school teacher.
So there was a lot of difference in their age? Or?
9 years.
Nine, just 9 years?
Yes.